52. Taking the lift. The doors to the palace wouldn't budge, so they blew a jagged hole in them with dynamite, and the dragoons thrust the remaining pieces open. Mr. Socrates sent the dragoons in first, then the soldiers and marines. When they weren't met with gunfire, he entered. Several dead guild soldiers lay on the floor. The rest of the palace was deserted. As his men explored the interior, Mr. Socrates stopped to look up at the giant clock, the symbol of the Clockwork Guild. Beside it was a massive fountain spouting fresh water. Such magnificence, and all from one man's mind. But why a guild? After all, it was a collective, several minds working together, wasn't it? So, once they destroyed this island fortress, would other cells pop up? If so, the association would have to silence them all, one by one. Some 40 yards away, a trapdoor was flung open, and a small man leapt from the hole and slammed the door shut again. He wore glasses and grey clothing. He looked like a clerk, one of many the guild must employ. Near the door was a spiral staircase, and, without a glance at Mr. Socrates or his men, the clerk raced up the stairs. The trapdoor opened again, and a short, bulky figure leapt out and sped up the stairs in hot pursuit. Modo! Should I stop the little man? Tharpa raised his rifle. Mr. Socrates shook his head. No. Modo wouldn't chase this man for no reason. We take the lift to the top. We'll want to know what this fellow has to say.